What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
For most of us, our daily encounters with helicopters are not nearly as dramatic as it was for Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Predator. If you're like me, you're probably used to a traffic helicopter flying overhead during your morning commute. It's pretty routine. But what about when that helicopter flight becomes a little too routine, at a weird time of day? That's what happened to a few Curious City listeners over the years.
I want to know about the helicopters that fly over my neighborhood every evening from about 8 p.m. to midnight for the last couple of years.
That's Cara Novi, who lives in Westtown near the Kennedy Expressway.
Where are they going? What are they doing? What kind of helicopters are they?
Cara is just one of about 10 people who asked Curious City questions about helicopters they've seen and heard. She spoke with reporter Robert Lorzell.
Are they like blue or black?
They look black. They could be gray. I mean, you can't see any markings on them.
Some question askers wondered whether these helicopters have anything to do with federal immigration enforcement. So today, Robert's going to be watching the sky and keeping close tabs on the radar. He's going to find out what's up with these helicopters in Chicago. That's coming up next.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
If you live in Chicago, you've seen and heard helicopters. Practically every day, you'll notice them zooming overhead. Sometimes it's obvious what's going on. A TV news chopper filming rush hour traffic. Or a police aircraft hovering near a crime scene. But other helicopters are more mysterious. Some of them appear at odd hours of the night. So, how do you identify these helicopters? And can they just fly anywhere around the city? There is one simple way of finding out about helicopters flying over the city. Several apps and websites have real-time maps showing aircraft in flight. Just click on the symbol for an aircraft and you'll see info about it.
There's this whole community of enthusiasts, like aviation enthusiasts, and they'll just sit with a tab open on their browser and just look at the air traffic going back and forth.
Soren Spicknall, a photographer and civic activist who lives on the far south side, says he often uses these online tools to check for helicopter data.
Who owns that helicopter? Who's operating it? Is it a tour company? Is it the fire department? Is it the Cook County Sheriff's Office?
But some of the most popular apps, like Flight Radar, tend to block the identities of police and government helicopters. That's why Soren uses a more comprehensive tracking site called the ADS-B Exchange.
ADS-B Exchange relies really heavily on community-based receivers of the kind of data that aircraft are sending back and forth through the atmosphere about their position, their altitude, their speed.
ADS-B is an abbreviation describing this sort of data. It stands for Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. I used this website to zoom in on the Westtown neighborhood where our question asker, Cara, lives. At first, I spotted two helicopters flying near her home late at night. They were law enforcement agencies. But before we get into who's operating these helicopters, let's look at how all this works. The Federal Aviation Administration has a map showing flight routes for helicopters around Chicago, most of which are above local expressways.
One of the main corridors is down 290 from the city out to about 294 or so is one of the main corridors a lot of aircraft fly because you're right between O'Hare and Midway without having to talk to anybody.
That's Jim Triggs, chief pilot and director of operations for Midwest Helicopter Airways in suburban Willowbrook. As Jim explains, many of the helicopters you see flying around Chicago are operating within airspace that is not overseen by air traffic controllers. Jim describes the shape of the airspace that the FAA does control.
It's like an upside-down wedding cake. There's different tiers depending on where you're at.
So if you draw a circle several miles around O'Hare Airport and extend it upward, that's the center of the wedding cake. There's a similar one around Midway. Inside those spaces, the FAA controls helicopter traffic from the ground all the way up to 10,000 feet.
You know, we try to avoid airspace like O'Hare and Midway, so sometimes it's better just to go around the 4 or 5 miles around airspace instead of trying to deal with going through them if they've got a higher volume of traffic.
But as you move farther out from the airports, picture a space opening up near ground level where you can fly without talking to air traffic controllers. For example, imagine your chopper takes off at O'Hare and heads due east along Foster Avenue toward the lake. As you cross over the Kennedy Expressway, you enter a Class B airspace where pilots don't need to talk with air traffic controllers as long as they don't fly any higher than 1,300 feet above ground. Now continue east. As you cross Damon Avenue, you enter yet another zone where your helicopter can ascend up to 2,400 feet without talking to controllers.
But we do have frequencies that we talk to each other on. We have computer systems in the aircraft that provide us additional data. So our aircraft will actually give us a map showing where other aircraft are at.
That is the ADS-B data used in flight tracking apps. These routes are important for Jim to follow as he flies in and out of the city. But a typical job for him happens within a pretty small area. His company lifts heavy objects like air conditioning units and signs onto the tops of buildings.
We do have to have certain streets closed off, and that may be a block and a half away from where we're working.
In 2014, his company installed a tightrope for daredevil Nick Walenda.
Two historic walks, this first across the Chicago River. Let's go right over to Marina Tower.
Extending
West.
A line between tall buildings on either side of the Chicago River.
All right, Chi-Town, let's do this, baby.
You know, we flew all the cables and stuff up there for Walenda to walk across the river.
You guys did it. You got this thing up nice and tight.
But Jim says his work as a helicopter pilot isn't anything like a daredevil stunt.
The least impactful we can be, the better. We want it to be like someone wondering, what was that? And we're already gone. That means, you know, we did our mission. We didn't disrupt the public too much. And everyone go on about their days.
You'll always find Jim's helicopters on flight tracking apps. But sometimes other helicopters can vanish from these sites.
I went outside. I saw the helicopter above my house.
Steve Held, a reporter for Unraveled Press, lives on the northwest side.
I opened up ADS-B Exchange, and I was surprised to see actually there was nothing there. So it didn't show the helicopter over my house at all. So they will turn off their transponder when they're on operations, and so they actually stop broadcasting this information. So they're essentially stealth on the app.
I asked the FAA about this. Aren't aircraft required to keep their transponders turned on, sending out data as they fly? Well, yes, they are. But the FAA says it makes a very few exceptions. On a case-by-case basis, it can waive this requirement for certain flights involving VIP movement, law enforcement, and active national security. Helicopters in stealth mode?
One of those stealth helicopters with computerized noise cancellation capability.
Well, how'd you know about stealth helicopters?
alt.conspiracy.black.helicopters.
Black helicopters were the butt of the joke in this scene from the TV series King of the Hill. They're a symbol of paranoia and conspiracy theories. But there really are dark helicopters on stealth missions over Chicago. Last fall, Curious City listeners wondered about this. Was it the Department of Homeland Security?
It's almost certainly a DHS helicopter.
So yes, some of that activity was the federal government's immigration crackdown, but not all of it. We'll dig more into that topic after the break.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Curious City listeners have submitted questions about helicopter activity for nearly 10 years. But there was an uptick of questions last year. Chicago was especially busy with helicopters last fall during the Department of Homeland Security's Operation Midway Blitz. Andrew Thrasher, a local consultant for immigration law firms, often found himself checking the Flight Radar app.
Especially during Midway Blitz last year, there was such an increase in just helicopter traffic over my own neighborhood that I was finding myself checking it almost every day.
The main incident people may remember is DHS using helicopters to raid an apartment building in the South Shore neighborhood on September 30th. Agents rappelled down from a Black Hawk. DHS even put out a video showing scenes filmed from the copter. Steve Held of Unraveled Press questions the way DHS used that Black Hawk in this raid.
That's the only time I'm aware of or seen reported that they actually, you know, pulled kind of a commando style like operation of rappelling out of the helicopter.
ICE agents conducted a late-night military-style raid on a South Shore apartment
building.
Smoke
bombs filled the air. People were screaming and freaking out, he said.
She says she was detained by ICE agents overnight, and she says they took everyone and then asked questions later.
I think with Border Patrol, most everything they do boiled down to optics, social media, getting sensational video, creating terror.
Responding to my questions about this incident, a DHS spokesperson said, quote, "This operation was performed in full compliance of the law." Andrew Thrasher, the immigration law firm consultant we heard from earlier, saw how the presence of helicopters unsettled some local immigrants.
I've been in a room with them before and heard a helicopter fly overhead and seen those reactions. Just hearing that noise overhead is very concerning for anyone because of so many unanswered questions. Who is this? Who is flying overhead?
While the South Shore raid became emblematic of the crackdown on immigration, Steve says it was more typical for the feds to use helicopters to monitor protesters.
You would see helicopters providing overhead surveillance for what was going on in the crowd, people that they were keeping an eye on.
Far South Side resident Soren Spicknell observed a similar pattern.
If CBP recklessly crashes their vehicle into a corner and then a bunch of community members gather, then sometimes these helicopters are hovering above.
The feds were also using helicopters during car chases. Last October, in the East Side neighborhood, a DHS helicopter was flying overhead as Border Patrol agents raced down the streets in pursuit of a suspected undocumented immigrant. the agency's own videos captured what happened.
Hey, agents, if the bird has eyes, stop following that vehicle. Stop following it. Air Ops has eyes. Stop following it. Stop following it.
The supervisor said the bird has eyes. Air Ops has eyes. In other words, a helicopter was watching the fleeing vehicle, so the agents on the ground didn't need to chase it.
Stop following it. ST-6, stop following that vehicle.
But the agents ignored the order to stop and continued the pursuit and ended up in this crash.
Steve Held, who reported on this incident, said it shows how law enforcement could use helicopters to make chases less dangerous.
I mean, in theory, having the helicopters, yeah, makes it easier for them to, you know, track a vehicle without having to engage in a high-speed chase.
In response to my questions, DHS defended the actions of its agents. But DHS did not address the issue of whether agents should have relied on helicopter surveillance instead of dangerous driving. In more recent months, DHS helicopters haven't been as busy over Chicago. When they do pop up on flight tracking apps, Steve says that doesn't necessarily mean they're prepping for a new immigration blitz.
You'll see reports of like DHS helicopters that are out there, but I think those often aren't immigration enforcement related.
It's a stealthy group of pilots that you've probably never noticed, working sometimes under the cover of night to keep Chicago streets safe.
CBS Chicago reported on this back in 2023. U.S. Customs and Border Enforcement is part of a local task force that follows stolen cars after carjackings. It's been part of that task force, which also includes the Chicago Police and the Cook County Sheriff, for years, before Midway Blitz.
I think people never paid attention or never realized, I didn't, how much DHS helicopters are involved in just other police enforcement activity.
A spokesperson for Customs and Border Protection confirmed to me that the agency continues participating in Chicago's carjacking task force. Chicago Police did not grant our request for an interview about the department's use of helicopters. Law enforcement activity explains some, but not all, of the helicopters that our question asker, Cara, noticed around her home in Westtown. Over the course of two nights, Cara jotted down the exact times when she noticed 26 helicopter flights. I used that info to look up helicopters on the ADSB Exchange's online map. Most of the flights were taking off from Vertiport, Chicago, a heliport on the near west side. The helicopters flew northeast over Cara's neighborhood, heading up to the area around Montrose Point, where they circled around. Then they went back. So it appears Cara regularly hears helicopters flying at odd times of night because she lives under a regular flight path used by the city's biggest heliport. Who's in these helicopters? Vertiport Chicago runs flights for all kinds of clients, including corporate executives and sightseers.
We're on a helicopter ride to Blackhawks game.
Dennis Serrano, what was your flight?
It was great.
It was awesome.
It was wonderful. Oh, thank excellent. You so thank much. You.
Pilot Jim Triggs says Vertiport is also a major hub of medical helicopter missions.
Right now, it's part of the Illinois Medical District where a lot of medical helicopters use it. Utility helicopters such as us use it. But it's also now a staging point. Should something ever occur, that's a primary location for military aircraft to come in and out of if need be to, you know, bring humanitarian efforts into the city.
Jim said he understands why people get annoyed by helicopter noise, but he stressed that many of these aircraft are doing important work.
You know, someone's just trying to go to bed might upset them. The helicopter could be, you know, transporting an infant, you know, and a little inconvenience that someone might experience could have just saved a life. Or transported an organ for someone who's in need.
So, if helicopters are giving you insomnia, please try to be patient. If you're curious, you could look it up on the flight tracking app. Then again, playing around on the apps might just keep you up all night, too.
This week's Curious City was reported by Robert Lorizel. Justin Bull is our producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm your host, Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering a roster of public events under the theme No One Can Afford to Lose Love. All are welcome to readings by exceptional local poets, including W.J. Lofton, Lisa Lowe, and Rob Makaisa Colgate, plus live musical performance by Decomposed, and more. Details at poetryfoundation.org.
WBEZ's new Prison Cast podcast takes your ears inside a world that's designed to be invisible. Hear stories and voices from inside Illinois prisons and jails on Prison Cast, wherever you get your podcasts.